welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 19. Happy New Year, 2014. We're the Multimedia Men. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Adam Conway.
What up?
Gwen Reyes.
Cheers.
Andrew Conway.
Cheers.
And Gotti Elkhan.
What up, what up?
What up, what up? This is our first podcast of 2014. We've had a great show so far. We've been taking shots. If we curse, we have to take a shot. It's been fun. We've had a good time. And since the Golden Globes are a week from today, we are going to discuss the Golden Globe nominations. I pass it to you guys.
Dear Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
So,
we can do the films and you do the TV.
So, best actress for movie and TV. Go.
We're going to do films first.
Okay, we're going to do films first. I thought you wanted to end on films.
We'll do TV first.
Okay, let's start with best actress in a comedy. Right now, what we have nominated for that is a long list of people, including...
Zoe Deschanel. Lena Dunham. Edie Falco.
What is hard about this?
Julie Louis-Dreyfus
from Veep, and Amy Poehler from Parks and Rec.
He's got it. So, nice. What do you think about those?
It's a good category.
I think Julie Louis-Dreyfus all the way.
I found it. Yeah, Zoe Deschanel.
I'm pretty sure Julie Louis is going to win it again.
Dreyfus
and
again for Veep.
Dreyfus.
I thought the second season was really good. Edie Falco is quality in Nurse Jackie.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Do you actually watch the show, or you just say that?
No, I watch a little bit. I don't watch it consistently, but
I'd be happy with either Julia or Amy.
Yeah.
As long as Zoe doesn't win.
As long as Zoe or we don't have a repeat of last year with Lena Dunham winning,
I don't want Lena Dunham to win. It's terrible.
But then over at comedies, we have Jason Bateman with Arrested Development, Don Cheadle with House of Lies,
woo-hoo!
Michael J. Fox with The Michael J. Fox Show,
which is ridiculous,
with Jim Parsons with The Big Bang Theory, and Andy Samberg
with
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Don Cheadle
would be great.
Andy's
going to
win.
I feel like
really
Jim Parsons
will
end up repeating.
Don Cheadle deserves it. Andy's got
really
so much
Andy
love.
Actually,
I love Andy
really
Samberg.
I think
too.
Andy Samberg would be my pick.
I would love Jason Bateman.
Don Cheadle.
Do you think Michael J. Fox would win it just because he's bad?
Yeah. No.
They're going to Jim Parsons again.
That show.
It'll probably be somewhere between Michael J. Fox and Jim Parsons just because of who's voting for it.
Yeah, but Jim sucks now.
Yeah, that's true, but he keeps winning.
He won last year, didn't he?
And he's won like five.
Yeah.
Let's get over him.
He was like one year.
Please.
But I'd like
can
to
see, get over
you know,
him.
Don Cheadle would be great. I'd really like to see Andy Samberg. I think.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
The first season's tough for first season shows to win, though.
I don't
know.
I don't know. Lena Dunham won.
Don Cheadle won.
Only because it was so
House of Lies.
Out there.
The season is, too.
But then popping over to dramas, we have American Horror Story Coven, Behind the Candelabra, Dancing on the Oh, that's not. That's the miniseries.
Yeah.
I just totally read that wrong, you guys.
So you need a TV series drama?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Why is American Horror
Breaking
Story
Bad
not considered a TV series?
Because
no,
it changes...
because I read it wrong.
Huh?
Yeah,
oh.
Go ahead.
It's Breaking Bad, Downton Abbey, The Good Wife, House of Cards, and Masters of Sex.
Breaking Bad needs to win.
Breaking
it's four season
win.
Five, right?
And the reason American Horror Story is a miniseries is because every season is a different series.
Yeah, it's like a. It's not.
Well,
it's
it
not
deserves
a,
to win that category anyway.
It
even
will.
Though behind.
Actually, there's a lot of.
Behind
yeah.
Blah, 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 blah,
I like,
blah, blah,
I like
blah.
This is a, that one's a hard. That one's a really hard one because I love behind,
it's a hard category.
Behind the Candelabra. I also really love Dancing on the Edge and I loved American Horror Story Coven.
The top of the lake.
It would be awesome if a show like American Horror Story, how violent and crazy it is, wins like a big coveted award.
Well, Jessica Lange won. She's won for Best Actress.
Yeah, but has it ever won like a Best Series?
What's Dancing on the Edge about?
Dancing on the Edge is about a murder that happens in a jazz club.
Yeah, it was on Stars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with
that's why
Chiwetel
Ejiofor. Why is it called like Saxon on the Edge?
The White Queen was.
Ejiofor.
I cannot get through it.
I like the White Queen.
What about Best Actress Drama? It's got our girl in it. Tatiana.
Yes, we haven't gotten there yet. Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, Best Actress Drama.
Oh.
Go for it. Say it, Gotti.
Well,
so then we have because I was doing the comedies, but that's fine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So we're gonna pop over there.
I'm sorry.
So, best actress in a drama.
Oops.
We have Juliana Margulies for The Good Wife, Tatiana Maslany for Orphan Black,
Ooh.
Taylor Schilling for Orange is the New Black.
Nice.
Underrated.
Kerry Washington for Scandal and Robin Wright for
Kerry Washington's a heavy favorite.
They're going to totally give it to her.
Kerry Washington. Scandal is just too popular.
Tatiana might
surprise. Tatiana was incredible.
People saw her.
But you have to also remember that this is a critics association that's voting for this, and critics really love Orphan Black.
I would love Tatiana.
Don't they also love Scandal?
I want Taylor Schilling winning.
What's the age range of TCA?
TCA?
Yeah.
55 and
above.
Well,
we're not voting for it, yeah.
It's Hollywood Foreign Press.
It's the Hollywood Foreign Press.
Okay.
So that's anything.
They're like 60.
But they're a little bit older.
They're all 60.
Okay.
So it's going to be a tough
one. And then for
but
best
actor
in a comedy, or
drama,
sorry. We have Bryan Cranston for Breaking Bad.
Winner.
Liev Schreiber for Ray Donovan.
Which was
underrated.
I
love
that show.
Love
Michael
it too.
Sheen of Masters of Sex.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey for House of Cards, and James Spader for The Blacklist.
I feel like
James
Spader.
Spader, Spacey, and Cranston.
You know why
but Cranston
Spader
will
deserves
win,
it?
He's so good. Because
he's the only one on network TV.
He is amazing.
Yeah. And
to do
amazing.
What he did on network
oh,
TV,
so good.
He's dark.
Spader's
in that
amazing.
Show.
Blacklist is one of my favorite.
But it's Bryan Cranston.
Favorite shows.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way they can't get Cranston.
But I think it's going to go to Cranston.
Liev Schreiber, Ray Donovan is a very awesome show.
And then for best drama, we have Breaking.
We actually said best drama, so let's talk about comedy.
Comedy, we have
comedy.
The Big Bang Theory.
Nope.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Girls,
which I hope wins.
Modern
hope.
Family and
nope.
Parks and Recreation.
Modern Family is a winner.
It's going
again.
To Modern Family again.
Which
don't
y'all
feel
I
like we
not.
Could scratch like three of these off the list already? And
Modern Family, why?
Shows.
Why? No.
I don't know.
Modern
Family.
This season wasn't happening.
Modern Family picked up a lot because they got a lot of the, what's it called, writers. They got a lot of 30 Rock writers to come over for the last half of the season, and that really helped.
You
can
tell the
pacing
changed a little bit.
And you can tell the same thing with Mindy Project. A lot of the writers that were writing for The Office and 30 Rock now work for Mindy Project. And
you got so much Mindy Project.
I
so much better.
Gerholtz writes a lot for them. And
the first
season
was, meh. Can we talk about why Girls is on there?
Because everybody loves Lena Dunham.
Yeah.
But this was the worst season.
It's only going to get worse.
It's
day.
Crazy.
It wasn't
that
funny,
got nominated.
And it was
yeah.
horrible.
Did,
I'm shocked it got nominated.
Did you recently just side point? Did you see Lena's and Shia LaBeouf's Twitter thing?
I didn't
thing?
Get it.
Well, he's been like.
I know the situation was, but I didn't get why now she's saying that he ripped off her apology. He stole her apology. I was like, I don't know.
It's all crazy.
Happened.
Yeah. They're both crazy actors. Us. Yeah.
Did she apologize in the sky? Because
he, no,
he
said
did skywriting.
He did skywriting and then he said something and then he apologized for it because he's on lean. And
a
then,
drug, yeah.
Which is possibly a drug. And then she's like, oh, I see that Shia LaBeouf stole my apology.
Lil Wayne's been on lean for like 8 years. He didn't act like a dumb arse.
That's true.
So
I
that's
agree.
TV. I'm going to go ahead and move into
I like Lil
films
Wayne.
Now.
Cool.
So,
go
best
ahead.
Actress in a musical or comedy, we have Amy Adams in American Hustle, Julie Delpy for Before Midnight, Greta Gerwig for Frances Ha, Julie Louis-Dreyfus for Enough Said, and Meryl Streep for August Osage County.
First one.
I think Amy Adams did amazing in
she
American
did.
Hustle. She was.
What?
I love. Y'all are retarded. Go see August Osage
yeah.
and give it to Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
Y'all are retarded.
I know, but I like Enough Said.
How
and
does June Squibb not.
Love,
oh, no, June Squibb would be
supporting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think Amy Adams was that great.
She was great.
No,
she was amazing.
I think
that movie is bad.
Greta Gerwig
handles
the movie much better. And you know what? Meryl Streep should hands down win that. She is flawless.
I haven't seen
August.
That yet, so I can't.
You'll
judge.
Love it.
So moving to drama, best actress in drama, we have Kate Blanchett, Blue Jasmine.
Yep.
Sandra Bullock,
Vomit.
Gravity.
Vomit.
Judy Dench, Philomena. Emma Thompson for Saving Mr. Banks, or Kate Winslet in Labor Day.
Judy
Kate
Dench is pretty
Judy
good.
Dench
so
gonna...
all
Dench
of these actresses
good.
Are flawless in these movies, but Kate Blanchett, man, is just next level. next level.
Kate Judy Dench, Dench could easily steal that.
No
Judy
way.
Dench
no.
Philomena was an underrated
well,
film.
It's a huge success for the amount of theaters it's been in.
Yeah.
It's up to 35 million.
I would
it's
not be shocked
the,
if she stole
highest
that.
Highest-grossing indie film of the year.
Yeah.
Kate Blanchett is
well, yeah,
just,
she's phenomenal.
She's phenomenal, but
good.
I could see Judy Dench stealing that.
Yeah,
her.
But also
Bullock?
Jasmine wasn't a movie that a lot of us saw. It's not like Midnight in Paris.
Yeah, all the foreign press probably
attention.
Think Judy Dench is hot, whereas them like
Kate. Kate Blanchett deserves it, hands down, hands down.
But I wouldn't be,
Hans.
I wouldn't move Emma Thompson away from getting an upset.
What would you put $50 on?
Vomit.
What would you put $50 on?
I have zero opinion on this category.
$50.
I honestly would say that Sandra Bullock would win.
Sandra Bullock? Okay, well, what about you? I'd say Kate Blanchett.
I think Bullock's like the fourth best. I think Blanchett.
I put $50
like
on Blanchett.
I feel like Emma Thompson might pull it out.
Yeah.
Just because she cries at the end, she's not good at that movie.
She plays
Adam loves
so
Kate Winslet.
Boring.
So Adam, there you go. Everyone's got a different vote.
Best actress, who?
Kate Blanchett.
Okay.
That's three for Kate Blanchett. If Sandra Bullock wins, that'd be awesome. But I doubt she will.
It's a non-acting grit.
So we'll move on to best actor in a drama. Since I feel best acting in comedy musicals can be a little more debate. Yeah. So we'll go with actor in drama first. So we got Chiwetel Ejiofor.
What?
Chiwetel
Ejiofor.
The 12 Years a Slave. Idris Elba from Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom.
No, really?
Tom Hanks, Captain Phillips.
Yeah.
Possibly. Last 5 minutes,
maybe. Matthew McConaughey, Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah. Possibly. Who else?
Just
Robert Redford, All Is Lost.
Well, he should get it.
I feel, man.
That's a tough
one.
We all know.
He's going to win.
Ejiofor is
going to get it.
Golden Globe for the best crier.
It's really weird, though, because all the comedy ones are the ones that are going to probably win overall.
Yeah, Oscar.
So why Ejiofor cries a lot, too.
Yeah, I was about to say.
It's going to be between
the end of the movie.
Ejiofor was great. Ejiofor was great, but that's going to be a political move on the Academy and the Golden Globes.
Let's be honest. Even though we all hated this movie, there easily could be an Idris Elba.
Even though
it looks
exactly
the
same.
It won't happen. It won't happen.
He carries the movie.
He's been doing a lot of promotion, though.
He carries the film.
It's not a good movie.
It won't happen.
I feel Matthew McConaughey.
It's his performance in it,
but
though.
I feel Robert Redford should get it. But I feel like Matthew
Redford is the best performance, but he won't win it.
I feel
they won't give it to him.
I'm
he's by far the best performer.
For transformation purposes, I think that's
I really think Tom Hanks, too. I would bet money on Tom because those final five are the best amazing
that's
sequence.
That's the image that you walk out of that theater with. Like, you don't remember what else.
You can't leave the film without just feeling
in shock.
If you guys
are
fighting over this category, wait till you see the next one.
Comedy.
Comedy or musical. It's such a hard category. We got Christian Bale on American Hustle. Bruce Dern for Nebraska. Leonardo DiCaprio for The Wolf of Wall Street.
That's my pick.
Oscar Isaac for Inside Llewyn Davis. Or Joaquin Phoenix for Her.
I haven't seen Her
tough.
Yet, but Leo...
I'm going for Christian Bale.
Leo,
his performance in American Hustle was by far...
Did you ever see Nebraska?
Leo, man.
How
Leo
is Bruce Dern not the winner in this?
Well, yeah.
Bruce Dern was awesome.
None
but,
of these are comedies.
But if you,
I know. Well,
but if you take a look at Nebraska...
But Inside Llewyn Davis is a musical.
And you take a look...
It's a musical.
Take a look at what Bruce Dern did in Nebraska. Take a look at what Leo did...
Is Nebraska a comedy?
I'd be happy with all any of these guys.
Yeah, that's
Leo
what
just lost himself in this role.
Well,
completely, physically, mentally.
But they hate Leo. He never was able.
Yeah,
not only do they hate Leo,
Christian Bale
this isn't that far off of roles that Leo's done.
No, he's not like
outlandish.
In the industry. That's why he won't.
Bruce Dern in this performance, we've never. Bruce Dern is famous for being out there beyond all
the
control.
So
he is as
him?
Quiet and subtle as he's ever been. Bruce Dern is incredible in Nebraska.
I agree. I'm glad he's nominated, but Leo deserves it this year. This year, Leo deserves it.
I agree. I like Leo a lot, but I don't think he'll win.
The beautiful yellow cat for Inside Llewyn Davis.
Is a better actor than Oscar.
The supporting animal in a movie.
I don't know. I thought that
Oscar Isaac. That was real.
No.
Oscar Isaac was a really good side
actor. What? I like the movie, but I don't know if Oscar was that
great.
But he
was such a good, like, he did a lot of good side eye. I thought he did a nice job of judging everybody.
Joaquin Phoenix is better sad.
He's
eye
so
her.
Great.
I'll see it, but
watch
since
her
I saw
again.
This year, yeah.
I just have big issues with the ending.
So let's
right,
I think it should be meaner and
drama,
comedy.
Actually.
Best
because I think comedy is
just a cynical
bastard. True category,
Mike. Got it.
That
okay.
is a hard category, though.
Drama,
oh, yeah.
We got 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah.
Captain Phillips.
Okay.
Gravity.
Okay.
Philomena. And Rush.
No,
why
Wolf
is
Wall Street
Rush on
that's in comedy.
Rush in comedy. Okay.
Is in top
so out of those, it's either 12 Years a Slave or
Gravity. It's gonna be Gravity because all the foreign parts love
Gravity.
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 Gravity's
gonna
win. Gravity should win.
Gravity will pull it off.
Or 12 Years a Slave. To one of those
history,
two.
So
well, a lot of the critics.
I was flabbergasted when Rush got nominated. That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, they have 12 Years a Slave. It's gonna pull out.
Although I do like Daniel Brühl.
Gravity
in the movie.
I think 12 Years a Slave because it's got a British director telling an American
story. Whatever the dramas would
they don't
like
care about
see there instead.
Which is crazy because Spike Lee didn't come out and yell at him.
What are the
he
drama would you
though.
Rather see there besides
how
Rush?
Dare he yell at Quentin?
What would be there in there?
What are the drama would you rather see?
Prisoners.
Yeah, Prisoners.
Oh,
absolutely.
Oh,
then jumping over to comedy, though, we have...
Comedy is a monster category. Because
they're all dramas.
It's all drama,
yeah.
American Hustle, Her, Inside Llewyn Davis, Nebraska, and The Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street.
I want The Wolf of Wall Street.
Absolutely. There's
I mean, we all want it to win. It's not going to win.
Inside Llewyn Davis is so great,
American
but
Hustle.
American
Hustle is
going to
win, and it's going to be a travesty, because that's the fifth best of those films.
Yeah, I think it's going to be American Hustle.
American Hustle is so
I haven't seen
overrated.
Her in Nebraska, but...
So let us know.
Did it make any of our top 10 movies?
Yes. What?
American Hustle.
No.
Yeah, it was number 4 in mine.
Whatever.
Didn't make my top 15.
Didn't make mine top.
It's my number 2.
So that's our overrated. What we think should win for.
Yeah, so let us know who you think it should win.
In two weeks, we will come back with the winners.
We're definitely in contention in a lot of categories. We don't agree with each other.
So. Jessica Lange, go win it.